The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Joined by Carlos Romero, Brett Burdock.
What's up, people?
Brian Majoba.
Good evening.
And Adam Vale.
My
Yeah, I mean, you know, guys, I'm still, it's been, well, I mean, granted, I did post a few while ago, but, you know, it's been close to 10 years since I've done full-time duty as a host of the Throwdown. I was just thinking to myself when I was doing the show notes, I was just like, man, I write them literally the way I 10 years was it not 10 years ago like it was
2015.
Yeah, 2015, still write them exactly, still write them exactly the same way I did them when Rachel was and I was hosting. You know, we'd write like little sort of like the topics, and then we put little jokes and things, but still the same way. It was a little nostalgic sort of doing. So yeah, you may notice that there are some folks missing. Tony.
Kicked him out.
Yeah, well, we can't kick out Tony. But anyway, Tony.
Hey,
right,
no Tony, call, no show. You know the rules.
Well, Tony is actually thinking about his mental health right now, and he went to watch some Viking death metal the band Amon or Moth, who's playing in New York. He actually forgot that they're going to be playing. He's going to go see them. He thought it was going to be Friday, but he realized it. He's out there banging his. And Chris, he had an operation. He's going to be out for quite a while. He may not next year. But we wish him all the best. And, you know, here's the thing. He may not be on the show, but he's still. You know, we still text in the background. You know, maybe when the rage
cut him off, he was like, "Well, he's gone. Let's delete from the phone."
Exactly. When the rage flows through him, you know, or Nintendo does something incredibly stupid, there might be like a rogue like Chris Seeley hot take that just shows up. I don't know. You know.
Well, now here's the thing. We were gonna let him go from the show, but the truth is that he's getting his cyborg augmentation, and when the Rise of Machines comes up, we want to be on the right side, so he's allowed to come back whenever.
Yeah,
he's getting his robot spine right.
Yeah, he's. Yeah, he's
I was about to say, wasn't Elon Musk? You
know, yeah, like
test subject number zero.
Yeah, but like you can attach to the internet. Like Chris is gonna have a full on robot spine. Like, he can throw covers and shit.
The one thing about like doing like cybernetics and robot stuff. Is that the screws is I can't deal with the fact that I have to go in literally you paid all this money to get this cybernetic put in you. That's the thing that they don't talk about in Cyberpunk. Like everybody's got all this fancy glowing shit all over them and like things in their heads. And it's like, yo, what if the firmware breaks? And then your head, your like friggin' arm is just like losing its shit, or you know, like your like memory, your memory dance unit is just malfunctioning because you couldn't afford the firmware update. I mean, that's kind of what David Martinez in Cyberpunk is.
Yeah, but I mean, being closing in on 40, I'm having to go in for maintenance.
Yeah. All right, so let's get things started. You know, to this episode is what I call the calm before the. You know, next week is the Game Awards, so everybody's gotten all the little in the DL sort of changing each other's logos. I think Naughty Dog switched their logo to a little version of their logo. Kojima's like a new beginning, and then he's showing off like he's doing motion capture out in LA and taking photos with Guillermo del Toro, his buddy. There's stuff happening in the wings. It's just about when to drop. But you don't have that right now, but we have one currently. So right now, most of you are probably close to Protocol, right? Because that thing is going to be dropping like, I don't know, in a few minutes, right?
Minutes, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be dropping really soon. So Yeah, right. So right now what's happening with them, that apparently Sony loaned them about, so it's
I don't know if that's a good thing or if that's a thing.
I think when it comes, like, you know, for those who don't know, there are some exclusives that are going to be happening close. So my guess is that a part of that exclusive deal maybe allowed them to be like, all right, maybe we can use your testing in the article here, that they tend, like, they have the motion capture, which does motion capture for a bunch of companies besides just PlayStation. So at least my guess is that they're like, all right, we need some additions here. Issues. But it's still
they had issues.
Yeah, it's still a multi-platform game.
I remember, and they had gear. Remember, all white. And I'm assuming this sounds like
the staff. Yeah, it sounds like somewhat like the Call of Duty they have with. So I think a lot of people are like, oh, you know, getting all silly about it. Like, oh, what's going on here? What are they doing?
It sounds like
Tim Allen from it sounds like Tim Allen from Improvement. All right, PlayStation.
I will say this. I don't think anything like Brian and Chris, Adam, who's development project, other parts from other man hours.
And I'll link with it. I know what you're talking about. We've had that. I'm thinking whether it's because it.
What Crystal? Yeah, I thought it was in the next gen. Yeah, I think it is.
All right, so then maybe that's
It's not.
No. It's a cross gen.
Okay.
All right. So then maybe that's the only thing I can think of regarding. He said, "Hey." Well,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. This also brings up some suspicious Callisto Protocol. Apparently, oddly enough, that reviews are going to be out at around 9 a.m. West Coast. So now here's the thing: all y'all will probably be playing that way before the actual. So
yeah, because it releases at midnight.
Yeah. It's releasing soon. Like, you know, we don't got much time. Y'all are going to be playing it. A lot of folks are already, you know, have it pre-downloaded and all that. It's like, what's and some things have come about it that is actually pretty difficult. So maybe that's what trying to the fact that, you know, out of the,
like, that's the thing. Like again, sort of like what you. I'm assuming, but what if they said, well, we're going to have a version? Doesn't look as bad as PC and Xbox One. That's only going to be, who knows? We'll find out. But I think the same thing did. And it was great.
Yeah,
it was great.
Everybody loved it. They're like, oh, yeah, this is wonderful.
Okay, but that's not usually a bad.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Well, you guys are listening live chat here. We tell us.
Well, here's a question I have. Because, like, Dark Souls is hard, God of War was pretty hard. I don't think that. Just a baseline difficulty is necessarily a reason to keep this back from people. No. What it could is that it could be kind of half broken, janky difficulty where you're like, okay, well, I died like 8 times out of 10. It's not my own fault. Like that could be a whole other ballgame, though.
It's just hard mode.
I mean, that would be crazy. If they look at developers originally to bring that, it was like, no, not a bad one.
Yeah.
Well, now they have full control.
Yeah. So yeah. What if some of that sort of, I mean, like, did Dead Space have? I think it did. Second, but Chris, they had that. We had
Oh yeah, there was an end game.
So yeah, I think it had it in a few more hours. But speaking of Sony, we got to talk about our boy. Why you Ryan?
Why you Ryan, man?
Yeah, my man. Why you Ryan? Anyway, some more. You know, people are just mulling, looking through this document. Stop Microsoft Activision. And yeah, so this one. So this one, how it in?
I mean, it tracks.
It tracks, but I mean, like, usually, you know, obviously it tracks, but that it's gonna be happening kind of crazy because like there's like certain things, there's certain like obvious like. There will always be a Call of Duty, even known the PR guys will tell you, well, we can't tell you if there's going to be a new Call of Duty next year. And then it comes out, oh, wait a minute. You know?
Well, we definitely know.
Yeah.
Because they before even this deal.
But,
all this.
But at least, you know, here's the thing. You know this in advance. But literally, they'll be like, oh, no, we can't talk about that. Well, we can't talk about that. And then... I was like, hey, or whatever, but hey, by the way, that thing, this is another one. It's like, it's letting it all out just in an effort to try to stop
them. It's funny, too, because they do kind of undermine the same protocols that's in terms of content to say that you're doing this wall, especially when all these, I was a rebuttal to Switch, and we're not just remake.
I mean, there's a shortage of PlayStation. Oh, PS6. Yeah, yeah. For some reason I saw PS7 on the no. That was
no, it's PS6.
Yeah. So PS27 just made, and I don't think artificially tacked ready to production is. We haven't even heard anything pro.
So you don't think that a pro version? Because I think that's not until normally.
Well, the modifications sure are five a portable console. Not to say like something over in the household. Yeah, they're definitely gonna slim. As far as a pro, like they did the late bumped up. That's a tougher right now. Obviously, drive. I would definitely, as far as a pro, I would say right now, 5.4.
I mean, it's looking, I don't know. I mean, I almost feel like I should just wait until Super X shows up and the Xbox Series Double X, or, just all that. Like, seems like that's about when we shop.
Seems like it. Yeah. Well, it's
Adam. It's got to have something.
There you go.
This is ridiculous for both of them. I mean, I want to see the floodgates open so we don't get one. People can't eat the current one.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I'm afraid that, or both of them are in a unique position where you don't necessarily want to be dragged behind in releasing your next gen console later. We've had history in the marketplace prove that, and technology it's not going to slow down, right? So we're going to continue to get the improvements, and they're going to be relegated to obsolete almost as quickly as they would have without this whole pandemic delay. So it's a really weird, unique position where do they either do a generation where it doesn't really feel like it's gotten up fully running and risk the ire of their fan base, or do they release a little bit later, let the generation really sink in, but then risk getting their console out after their competition? I think what we're going to see an even worse doubling down on cross-gen. I know we had talked about it before, but because of the pandemic, I really believe that we're going to see another high console generation probably ever again. Because I think their response to that problem is going to be like, well, we can release it, but not make it necessary to play all our brand new games for the first
time. Manufacturing stuff in China with lockdowns, it's going to work.
Yeah.
So that's always going to be a hiccup. The factory are always going to have process, regardless. We can't stick by
Mexico.
They're trying to move at least some of the parts. Yeah.
Stuff. But here's some good news. And this is, by the way, Brian, have you seen Cyberpunk?
Yes, I have. You should count if you have not.
Yeah, it's a fun. But speaking of that, is that Cyberpunk actually helped CD Projekt, literally gave them the best, which is nuts. I mean, it can definitely a nice tie-in, fixed up the game. Like that last update, the Edgerun, the big update.
Yeah, I like a lot of
I feel like that was one of the, I guess, in the whole bunch of licensed car company, I think that Brian used the anime. Literally, the game, like they literally the different locations.
It's pretty cool, and there's been like tons of places that are just straight out of the game. Like, I even did that. Is it the Wolf of Wall Street meme? Where, like, Lino just points at the screen. It's like I recognize that, like, you know. yeah,
exactly.
I did that just so many times. Like, yeah, I've been there. Like, I've been on that corner. It's, wow, just this feels really weird.
Yeah, I think a couple.
Should somebody play the game? I played a little now. I haven't wanted to watch it.
You to mean, be honest, I played the game right before I watched it.
It's thing about it is just like it's like the Cyberpunk, the background, and it has the lore of it, but you don't actually need to play Cyberpunk.
Yeah, Adam, here's the deal. Like, they not just the places like that, but like the kind of equipment that you'll find, the kind of superpowers that people have. Like, the whole show is about this certain chip that slows down time. Like, you could actually get that. That's one of the ways to play through the game.
That's my concern.
No. But that's what I'm saying.
No, it doesn't really.
It does it in a way where if you watch the anime, you're not going to be able to tell what's actually calling out the references, right? Like, you're going to watch it and just be like, okay, it's told me all this information that I need to know for the story, but I don't know how much of it is related to the game. And then you'll play the game and you'll be like, saw that. Oh, okay. So that's something you can actually do.
Yeah.
So you can do it either way. It's really weird, but it's the kind of tie-in where they weave it through the info of the game, but they also give you all the info that you need in context when you're watching the game.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of like Ouroboros.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's, the item, the areas that you do recognize also, there's certain callbacks that are actually nobody knew about. Then finally, they're like, oh my God, it's that. again, I don't know. Like, there's some years ago, there was it was a show that like some things about the game. Oh, what was that?
Sci-fi.
Yes,
it was a sci-fi channel, live action.
Yeah, oh, it was. Man, I forgot the name of it, but it was
something.
Yeah, it was like a MMO or like that, where something the events of the show somehow affected.
And they did certain because they were the developers.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about having that actually are a wrecking connection always. At least when at least the world, and then the sequels, the Michelle Road theoretically fit that in, but in this one, it's like they're actually going. Oh, hey, look.
I will have Gears anime arts on Netflix. Then I'll be like,
As of anime, Dragon Age.
What?
Yeah, they're making a Dragon Age. I think it's on Netflix as well. I don't know fully about it, but they
Netflix turning into Crunchyroll.
Here's the thing. They've been, and they're all cool.
They're solid. I don't care what people say. I like that Pacific Rim one.
Castlevania. Killed it.
Like Castlevania, and then the Witcher one. It's not really the video game, but it's still sort of related. And
I thought it was a great tie-in, man. Like.
Oh no!
It's better than if it were canon stuff. It was really great world build.
Yeah, and there's that, and the Dota. Dota's like, Dota doesn't really have story, but that whatever the is actually really damn cool. And what was this Dota? This and then Arcane, which I still need to. I know I have to watch it.
Oh God, Arcane is unreasonably
good. It's a from what I've seen.
It's like the writing, not just the writing, but the subject way more adult than you'd think. Like it's a cartoon based on a kid's game. They're like, yeah, but it has like elements of like racism and classism and substance abuse and slavery and technology gone awry and the value of a human life. And you're like, fucking Christ, really? It's a wonderfully good story with really good subplot. Like it's just genuinely well crafted, which I find a little surprising on these kinds of things, because you don't think they're going to be bringing a powerhouse of talent. But like, even when you sit down and break it down and look at it critically, at like it just its story structure, its story elements, the way that it weaves plot and subplot together, does a bang up fucking job.
I think somehow, at least with these adaptations, now granted, a lot of these adaptations, well, with the exception of Castlevania adapted, the plot of Castlevania is literally the plot of the Castlevania. It's sort of part of it, and as well as obviously, hopefully, I wish that Netflix, I wish Netflix is video game, this game adaptation literally spread over to the lousy anime adaptations they've been doing.
Yep. And just to top it off, there's one video game adaptation that Netflix done that is very kind of awful, and it breaks my heart for one big reason, is Dragon's Dogma.
Oh, yeah, I watched the CD, and I didn't.
This is coming from a guy that loves it, bought it on PC, platinumed it, and champions it quite a lot. And it's just kind of, I watched one episode, and it's like, it's just breaks my heart on so many levels, like, to watch, and the story, just like, you have, like, a great fantasy game here. It's a subpar anime, and it's just really sad to see, like, considering how awesome, like everything else video game related that Netflix does. Again, like Castlevania, Edgerunners, The Witcher stuff. It's like, why can't Dragon's Dogma be on that level? Makes me.
I hear podcast.
Yeah, he won't shut up.
It's the morning over there. He sees that you're up, right? And he thinks he can ask you. That's the.
While you're up.
Yeah, while you're up, can you give me?
He has food, but I don't know what.
Or it could just be the normal cat thing. I just want your attention. But yeah. And the second thing, the Witcher remake. This is the Witcher 1, and they say firm. Now, I don't remember. Narrative.
I know.
Oh no! Brian? Have you?
I played two.
Two is not an old either, is it? Witcher Wild Hunt was the like first foray.
Yeah, you get on the horse world. And go where you.
Yeah, it's a hard. To be honest, anybody else played it? I guess a big question. You probably Brett did.
I did. It was open world ish. It was open world in the sense that like. It was in a place where you could technically go in any direction you want, but the breadcrumbs were put in a very linear fashion through it. You'd get to a place, be like, I'm in this town now, and look, there's like three side quests in this town, and a main quest, and I'm gonna do that stuff, and then I'm gonna move along to the next town, the main quest, and there's three side quests for me here too. Mm-hmm. So it was holding your hand through an open world.
Follow the.
Yeah. It was kind of like an amusement park, in the sense of like, you know, like I'm in this area now. I need you to go over to there, over to here, or over to here. There's three places that you can go, but we're doing one of these. You know, it kind of reminds me of like, I'm going to start calling these like cruise line tours, right? Because you know, like a cruise will take you to like a city, and you get out of the city and do like one of three activities that they have planned, and you get back on the cruise ship and you go to the next city. Or the next destination, it's that exact kind of pacing.
You know, that's what I felt about the not that I feel like the where it's like the thing the horrible thing that's happening really happening though or on you never actually interact with it.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like ooh something scary over there ooh. And then later on the you know then you have the guys in the costumes to come around you and start accosting you start messing with you right. That's the enemies.
That's a good way to put it, actually.
Right? It's like, oh, look, scary thing. So yeah, it's sort of like a guided tour, open. Yeah. So that game, my guess is lovely. Make it as much of y'all be.
Is anyone actually looking for
too much?
Well, yeah, I've been thinking about it. I mean, because I actually kind of want it, but as far as right now,
well, it's a time to because it's gonna get update.
Yeah, that's what sparked me when I played it. I never got
as I remember that this update is actually if you had the version. Mm-hmm. Does that mean
if it's free?
It's just free. You just get the updates. Okay. They're not charging you $10 like other companies would for updating a 7-year-old game. Looking at you, you know exactly who I'm talking about.
Ah, yes, somebody Damn who likes clean. The somebody who likes the Ryan a lot. Mm-hmm. So yes, and then we get a text message from Tony saying, "I'm getting on our train. We got to keep this shit rolling long enough to when this dude can
the
get
show
back."
Is already over.
He says,
"Oh shit!"
Yeah,
well,
he's like three bands.
It's a metal show. There, you know, it's on the crowd. No. They got to go to sleep before. You know,
nah, man. Nah, man. Like
they go to like 11 or 12.
You get 11, and this dude, Manhattan, like he has got a less than 30-minute trip, so he may just be on while we're still on, just catch the end of it. So we'll see. But we are the next.
I do have some things just to add. It's kind of like a weird off tangent, but related. So the fact that this is like with CD Projekt Red's like having like a good time in terms of adaptations boosting the product. We've seen it with The Witcher, now we're seeing it with Edge Runners.
Yes.
Are we like, is this going to be something that like we can see going forward with other properties? Because again, you announced that there's Dragon Age and then there's Last of Us TV show and then someone announced that there's like a Mario, the Gears, the Horizon. Like, can we expect this going forward? You know?
I mean, it's that I always talk about F word thing that was brand, and I always say that especially that at least I feel is the fact that everything looks. I talk about that Boros effect where everything comes back. If you watch the Full Metal Alchemist show, you buy the do all that, it all comes all itself. Unlike does not come back. You just have the movie, toys, all that stuff exists. It doesn't realm. It's all a part of the multi. Because that's the way they unite their property. But with DC, as opposed to how do we bring this back around to our other sector, the comic. And I feel like this with Edgerun, I think that is getting in there to, but also reflect what is the actual essence, as opposed to lousy resident cherry picking the game and throwing them all together and melting pot.
I think it has less to have more TV shows.
Yes, there is that. I mean, to be honest, you spend enough money, and I think that. But I think attracting, now we're in all anime world, by the way. No, it's anime. So yeah, like attracting Studio Trigger, the animated, a lot of having them attracted a property, letting them, like Red, is that CD Projekt Red gave them, we're going to rewrite this, but essentially still keep the essence. Because they were just like, you got to look, like you look at anime, the 90s, like all that stuff was Blade Runner, a bunch of cyberpunk. I add to the fact that we have, yo man, we need some content. Yo, that cyberpunk thing, fund that.
Halos now,
but
they're doing it
let's watch it
with the blanket, watch out, or watch that first scene. You know they're going to remake that first scene in the first game.
Yeah
they're going to recreate that
now. Sure, that from
looks like it's, but my guess is, well, here's the weird thing, like think about it, they can literally adapt all of cut out a lot of fact, or, I guess. Or
they can be end of, so yeah. That's a big
thing. Yeah, this is a time jump. They could, like, in other words,
and write whatever they want.
Yeah, but we don't but you gotta admit the story for, and they're not gonna not do. You know that first story is good enough where most of the end end. But yeah, many, I agree. Yeah, they have to.
Gonna be the combat scene.
They won't have all those sequences where you're just like, you run off to the psych and they're like, hey, where's he going?
Yeah, exactly.
I do want to find it ironic in all of these videos, they all had many their titles. You know, they obviously Spider-Man because Spider-Man. Yeah. They made the video game because of the comics and stuff. But we had Uncharted.
I think
Ubisoft. Remember they said
we'll get to that. But it's I mean, like, their first foray, but the game did well. Mm-hmm. They're obviously attempting to try it of itself, but I feel like the movie, the game literally outdid the movie.
It's weird too. So all this were the
movie. Yeah, it was the movie. I mean, it's like a lot of people in tech, and that directly, you know, a lot of the real work and the active side, the Ratchet and Clank, the good, because I mean, Spider-Man looks good because of Ratchet and Clank. But
they're actually
exactly. Well, yeah, now they have the PlayStation. We'll see what they come. I don't know. Like, what else could they? And I guess Horizon. You know, obviously, God of War. God of War.
That,
and then sort of like the evolution.
Kind of. So it'd be interesting movie adaptation.
It would be a fascinating tragedy. Because obviously, God of War tragedy. There's a lot more, you know, there's a lot more emotion compared to, I would say, the fame, I think. But I feel like once, like, angry, you know, he killed Ares. Like, Ares! And it's like, Zeus! You know, Athena. But Brian would be like, "Bah!"
It's crazy to think just how many Pokemon. I mean, obviously,
yeah, that last one was pretty good. I think I don't.
Oh, I was gonna be talking about. I've dropped out of Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Oh, Ash finally.
He did. He actually became the gym leader or whatever.
Pokemon man.
Yeah, oh. He finally won a tournament.
So if you remember Red, the character that Ash plays, you know, Ash is exactly like in the game. You got one protagonist. You get to fight Red in Victory Road, the post game. Yes. So is that their way of working Ash out of the show, and then bringing in a new protagonist?
The
one thing I was actually thinking, I was like, okay, now let's say at 100, that's for a day, one episode, or so that's only really about two. So theoretically, they're watching since life, but yet all this happening so much quicker, right? You know, what they're, one minute they're talking about Michael Jackson, the next they're talking about Kanye West.
We had talked about that.
Yeah.
As opposed to 5 years.
No, it's like a week of their life. It's like, damn, Daryl Dixon getting all of a sudden old so quickly? You think about it in the time frame.
Getting too much sun.
Yeah, right?
Daryl is one.
Yeah, he does.
Really young.
He had a baby face. He could still.
Boondock Saints.
He did the second Boondock Saints, right? Like around that time, he got that.
Was that a Blade?
No, Blade. He's Boondock a baby. He's like later around that time after Boondocks.
He's done this.
Yeah.
If that's his.
To be honest, it's literally a character he's creating. Like he doesn't have any. There's no other like the comic. There's no comic version. We still have some. Ubisoft. Anyway, Beyond Good and Evil is actually still in the development.
Lies.
How long is
it's been?
I think the PS4 came and went in that time since it was announced and now.
Yeah, like
even Cyberpunk may have actually been announced and released in that time.
Damn.
Let me check to be sure.
Like it's amazing. It's I mean, wasn't Guillermo like head of this? The guy who
created, pretty sure
he was spearheading that originally. They had that demo. He could probably. But. Well,
and then it got revealed again. Like,
yes.
Like after a couple of years, and it was like, man, this looks
great. There was that really nice looking guy.
It was like a balloon. I forgot.
It was something like that, and like
it was outside. Yeah.
It was outside. It looked, but then like after that point, and then I don't like.
Why I don't get hyped for guaranteed.
I mean, here's the thing. That's with age, man. That's like, we've been doing this, been watching, going back to Killzone. I feel like we've sort of learned our lessons of temporary excitement. That doesn't mean that it's our mind and all over.
2008. So
Where were you? Carlos, what were you doing?
2008. In fact, okay. I probably was watching 3. Oh my God, dude. Yo, cool stuff, the blog time. That's pre-Throwdown, guys. So like Throwdown previous Adam, Chris, myself, he had a little blog called that, and Tony back in the, that like he started Tony back then. I just a week less than a week. Yo, man, just write a bike. Why don't you? It literally nothing. Why don't about it? You know, I'm like, I'm like, we'll do it. And then Adam had writing. We all sort of joined together. It was like the thunder child, man. He would like jump in. He got all in. Why cool?
He's on it.
He's always on it.
I post one thing and then go back to four other posts.
Oh yeah, and we were back then we were covering stuff too. Like we would get into little things. We watched
like Diablo. I just came on.
Oh yeah, like I think some of our you could see some ancient though some version article. Some of those think I, but yeah, that was pretty much what 2008.
Yeah. What about you, Brett? Well,
hanging out, tattooing. I didn't really get in industry until I kind of got pulled in through here. I was just a very enthusiastic amateur. And then one day Rachel was working on it and I got pulled in. She's like, oh, you should meet my, I think I was her husband already at that time.
Yeah, you were
her husband. You should meet my husband. I came on and Teresa was like, you know your shit. And I was like, yeah, I don't really have that much of a life to be real honest with you. And I kind of got pulled in the throwdown.
Yep.
That's Brian, what about you?
I had just graduated from university and I was fresh-eyed and bushy-tailed, you know, and rumblings of this weird thing. I don't know if it's still around. It's called Bitcoin. Yeah, it was really weird because like, it was like somehow it was like 10 cents, $1 and fake money.
Yeah.
Fresh out of university and I just checked the times and Brett, just hold on to your seat. The Cyberpunk 2077 announcement trailer with the lady with the mantis was 2013.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, so 2013, that's when, that's, well, me and Tony went,
right. Oh! Wait, was it 2013?
Maybe a little bit before. It was a little before, like 2012.
I thought it was 2012.
2012, but Steve, we got an interview with...
It also means that Cyberpunk got announced in the space of Good and Evil 2 announced.
I feel like you right now with this game, which is also back to formula.
I got married and had two kids.
Yeah,
that's Avatar.
So, Evil trailer release 30th 2008. That 14 years ago, more than 14 years have released since. Oh, I can. It's only one.
Yep.
GTA 4 released right before it.
Rockstar has only made two games.
Red Dead, like GTA, and then the last GTA, and then Red. Oh, but L.A. Noir is in there.
Bandai.
Team also, Bondi. Which funny thing about those guys is the getaway. Yeah,
the agent.
No. Oh yeah, the agent. Oh my God. Whoa. Do they still license? Yeah, they still.
But remember, there was a whole big kind of crazy crunch and birthday.
I mean, their tech was.
It was in the film fest, Tribeca.
Yep.
The actor.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that,
yep. I remember. Yeah, I haven't looked at that.
I did. I played it.
Yeah, a lot of things have happened since Beyond Good and Evil. I'd like to see. I mean, granted, granted, it's a little game. Especially with the big old cliffhanger, right?
I didn't.
Brian played it. Brett played it. But yeah, it's like a big old cliffhanger. Like something happened, and you're like, eh? And then it's like, oh, done. That game did. It's one of the. I guess you. So yeah. I think a lot of the. I think what's happening. They know that preview rather than soft. At least from the last demo. Some eyes. But I think. And yeah, they were also flashing. You know, flashing.
Beyond Good and Evil, The Last Guardian. Reach that. You
know. Those games eventually release.
Well. Well, that's what I'm saying. If it ever does come,
it's they gotta have something eventually.
Yeah. And they don't have Singapore bankroll.
So, this is Final Fantasy. You think you hard? Anyway, Final Fantasy 16 it had a lot more edgy ESR at a higher rate. So it's right now this they have it has hate crimes, drugs, and persecution. So it's like Final Fantasy somehow how hard. Can a Final Fantasy? I mean,
we said before, this permadeath. That's the
situation. I mean, they're this. Yeah, like you have all. You know, how hard can its essence, dark, lightness?
I mean, it says.
I mean, they sort of allude to it. In,
are like, chocobos?
In the Walmart. If you played Final Fantasy VII, the Wall Market is sort of like red light district of Midgard. Yeah. In there, you like club. He has to dress up, dragged the pervert crime ball. They sort of allude to that dark. Like, Cloud isn't on like cracked out on drugs on the corner somewhere. You know,
You didn't get that impression. That's what I took away from it.
He's not cutting himself and stuff like that. You know, I am my own monster.
This ain't fun.
So yeah, I don't would ever as far as
at least not that subtle. Yeah, nothing that's gonna have the hey, this is X rated.
So
you got the text?
Yeah, I got the text. He's like, yo, I got home. I was like, Joe, should I drive? I'm like, yeah, sure. Home?
What are you? Who are you? Hip hop?
Yo, man, I mean, yo, I tell you, man, that he got the, that's like the, like, right? Getting home from Manhattan in less than an hour, you know, especially if you're out late. You go out on 9 o'clock, that's like the witching. Everything starts going. E-train doesn't right. It's on a local, especially on, so.
That's one of the things, just get on it.
He literally texted us like 30 minutes, like, yeah, I'm waiting. So, but yeah. But in the meantime, we're all out of, I guess, a little bit of what you've been playing. I officially first because I don't have, I'm like the epitome of casual gamer. I'm going to tell you this. When I started, I sort of stopped all heavy. I sort of just like, you know, last RPG I played, Rogue Galaxy, Dragon Quest. This is like, not even, so, yeah. So like, yeah, so like now, I mean, again, I have extra, I don't think I have much, but I did see Adam talking Evil West. Evil West.
It's fun. It's worth it.
Smaller game title. About
10 not an action game. The story's pretty over the,
you know,
it's,
I don't know.
Steampunk vibe.
Yeah. I mean, I may decide, Adam.
I have a question for Adam. Have you played, have you played that Vampire Hunter?
One that's crazy.
You know,
well, yeah, cause, but that's not my thing. I have no. But this one, it's still more.
Outriders. Wait, who's this?
Yo. I'm going to guest appearance on my own podcast.
Yo, man, you blown out.
Am I?
You got that.
You know what's funny? The fuck?
Oh, there you sound it is. Like a Metatron, yo.
Yeah, he's like, you're like, you're...
What about now?
Oh.
the Logitech. What's going on, people? I showed up. I'm a special guest tonight.
We got our special guest, Tony Polanco, and then we'll transition the show to Tony at the end. That's the.
What are we talking about? Video games?
Yeah, we're just talking about what you're playing. Adam's telling us about how much trash, you know, Halo is.
It's still trash. Oh, gotta have something.
Something different. Enemy
the flood.
The flood. Yeah, with the flood, they came back. You know?
Was that Halo 2, right?
Yeah, that's most of it.
Yeah, with Halo, it's always like you wait for that moment, like where they come. They come and they go, oh, here's the fucking flood. Here we go.
but Tony's always telling.
I heard about those.
And it's.
I'm so curious to know what the how, like, if you play Call of Duty, would you get the same kind of stat?
Yes, anytime you.
Yeah, because it's multiplayer, you know. Yeah.
Well, no, we have.
No, I'm saying for like the completion rate for like multiplayer games, I'm guessing it's like pretty low, right? Like the campaign.
Oh, the campaign.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
No. Well, for the campaign,
Adam, I have chatter that all that is.
No, it's the campaign.
Carlos. Well, I thought this was different this year.
It's supposed to be different.
Every year.
Wait, that's what that is? No, they start the whole thing. It wasn't their person.
Different. It's different.
We have raid. Three person.
That booty game. The cel-shaded one?
Because it feels like
Yeah. I mean, wait. What time is it now?
It's still locked.
Oh, no. It's like 12:01 now. It should be good.
No, it's
not. Not for him. It's like 11 for him.
No. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that was actually a comment, a topic. We apparently, at 9 a.m. at West.
Yeah.
Reason, even knowing the game is out now. Like, it's literally out now. It's going to be out on that.
That's worrisome.
Yeah.
So that's usually a sign that the developer's not confident.
The part of that, there's the thought is, and he was actually, and that might be one of the reasons why they're getting back a lot of.
They don't have game journalist difficulty.
They possibly don't have a game.
Or they were concerned.
Shit. Actually, I heard some asshole already streamed the entire game on Twitch today.
The whole game. Didn't know that one.
There you go. There you go. Break embargoes. Let's go.
Yeah, right? See what happened.
Yeah, because they were, from what I understand, very tight with the reviews they gave out. They didn't give out a lot of reviews. I guess they gave a review to a bad, wrong person. Motherfucker streamed the whole thing. You know, again, I hate that stuff because we, you know, guys like me and Adam, we play by the rules.
Yeah,
and these dickheads. Yeah, it's like, come on, man.
Well, if he went,
I don't know. But then what's the point? I wouldn't be surprised if he did it on his own to get that fucking clout. That's what it's all about now. These fucking idiots, you know, pisses me off.
Carlos, are you?
Am I?
Oh, wait a minute.
Yo, Carlos, tell him.
Oh, man.
I went from casual gamer to platinum. I just got my third platinum. Yeah, I told the guys earlier. Yeah, right before the show.
I saw
started,
that tweet, Carlos.
Got it. Yeah, got the platinum for Horizon. It ran into an Elden, and it was placed on hold for like the year until after I got the platinum for God of War.
Get
hey,
the itch.
You know, Horizon. I got to give it some love since. Okay. Have to, you know, I got it. Yo, man, we'll say Forbidden One now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that it's fucking that, gorgeous. Yo, Carlos, I'm going to say something controversial. It's better looking than God of War Ragnarok.
That is for damn sure. I mean, God of War looks, but the God of War environment, mediocre. The character,
you're right about the environment and character design's dope, but like Horizon, everything looks fucking good. You know,
foliage, like
you
just stop.
Oh,
sun.
So
the
good.
Fucking sun when it glimpses.
Oh, golden man. Hour. Golden
yeah,
hour.
That game. Like I know it doesn't. You know, it got overshadowed by another game, but that game is fucking dope. So that's good. By the way, Carlos, I have a possible announcement to make.
Oh.
We may see an instance where you get a platinum mini game and I don't.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on.
Whoa.
Because I was going through God of War and I'm like, with the fucking fights and shit. Like, I'm going through the Vikings, right? And it's like, they're double teaming me now. I'm like, okay, I'm not dealing with, you know.
Oh, damn.
So, Carlos, I think you may do it, man. Like, I don't want to deal with this shit.
Welcome to my world, Tony.
Yeah.
You've broke.
Maybe. The only caveat is, because I did this with the first God of War. God of War, the first one, I also stopped because I was like, I don't want to deal with this bullshit. Then my nephew came over and he killed all the Valkyries and did all the trials. So if he does that shit again, then we're good. Because I'm not dealing with that bullshit. I hate those combat challenges in games. They're like, this is dumb. I don't want to do this. You know,
the Berserkers.
Yeah, the Berserkers. Well, okay. What's up?
Can I use that opportunity as like a segue to maybe talk a little bit about the combat in God of War?
If you want.
Well, I mean, with you, I want to hear like.
Yeah.
What do you think about the combat?
What happened? What I think about the combat is the same as the last game. That's what I think about it.
Okay, I mean, do you think it's like frustrating or balanced or like?
It's fine. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I don't really have strong feelings one way or another. It's there, you know. Actually, just like this is going to be controversial too. Just like in most games, the combat is there. You know, it's in the way of the stuff I actually want to get to. You know.
So it's not exactly, you know, fun there.
It's there, you know. But the thing is, I believe that about most games. I actually find the combat in most games just meh. There's very few games where I find the combat exciting. You know, I'm like, eh, you know, it's just there. It's kind of just like a stopgap to get, you know, between the stuff I really want to do. You know, the story and the exploration and the puzzles. That's the shit I want to do. Like combat, yeah, it's just there. It's good, you know, whatever. I think the last time I played a game where the combat was like, oh, shit. The first Infamous and Vanquish. I was like, oh shit, those games, they play better when you play them on hard. You know, that's when the combat really comes to life. But yeah, most games, you know, it's there, you know.
Last time I got, and it was exemption, or it's just, and near a time you switch the genres, you're like, oh,
yeah, that was cool. Yeah. But because the thing is, most of those hack and slash games, to me, they all control the same. I do the same combo in every game and it works. Light attack, hard attack, dodge. That's it. That's all I do. I don't do anything else, and it works in every game.
I'm surprised you felt that working. Like I did not feel quite that way. I'll wait my turn and get into it. But like I didn't get that impression. But this one,
I literally played this God of War exactly the same as I played the last God of War. You do a couple light attacks, a couple hard attacks. You dodge when appropriate. You parry when you need to, and that's it. You know. Nothing really special, but the combat in this game is exactly as the last one, so I can't really complain, I guess my only complaint is I don't like the attack buttons being on the top, but you have to play that way because otherwise you can't control the fucking camera, you know?
Yep.
So, you know, whatever. It's there. It exists, you know?
Were you playing any
Carlos?
I get. Oh no, that's it. I mean, God of War. Other than that, Horizon Fleer not off. But it feels about the God of War combat the way that I felt the Horizon Fit in Westcom. I felt like that one got.
Yeah, I agree with that. A little bit clunkier, you know. It was also like there's some parts where like, yo, this is too brutal. Like, what happened? You know. Mm-hmm. I felt God of War's difficulty was a good curve. God, yeah. Horizon will just fuck you up just because, you know? Like, for no reason, you'll fight one enemy, this guy's fine, and then you're like, oh, you get fucked up. Like, wait, what happened, you know?
Yeah.
I felt there was better balance in the first game. I think the first Horizon had better combat balance than the second one. Second one was a little off, you know?
It seemed
those graphics, man.
It seems she had a lot of attacks.
Yeah, she has more of those now.
So, you...
I just finished God of War, actually.
Oh, shit.
Oh!
Be careful.
Boy.
Not going to spoil anything. I will say, it's one of those games I have a lot of criticisms about, but I think it's because I like the game as much as I do. I got to say, story, the way that they present it, like, all absolutely fantastic. I'm still of the belief that it feels like between the two, it makes a good three-act story. So I feel it's a little like The Hobbit in terms of, like, breaking it up over two games feels a little weird. I kind of wish you would have gone one or three with it. I could have seen you going three with it, and, like, really delving into more of the Pantheon, because I felt like in pacing-wise throughout the whole series, like, it kind of stretches out the first part, then compacts the latter parts when, you know, hell breaks loose and all that kind of stuff, which is inevitable with any God of War. I also have criticisms about the combat, but again, this is all almost like Uncanny Valley shit. The game is so good that it really just kind of highlights the few places where it's not. And, like, maybe I'm spoiled by playing Souls games and such, but I noticed some discrepancy, slightly poor balance of the combat. You know, like, the first three times you do this attack, this specific attack on a guy or combo on a guy, it stuns him. But the next time you do it, he gets hyper armor because you're only supposed to be able to knock him back and stun him three times before he then goes into his rotation of things. And fuck you if you want to change that. Also a lot of, like, mechanics dependent on certain features that, you know, it doesn't give you a lot of room to play in different ways, right? Like, I never use a shield in Souls games or in most games in general. I tend to be, you know, focus more on timing and space and dodging and that kind of thing. And there's points in this game where it straight up says, no, you can't do that. And because, you know, in some guys, if you get stunned on the wrong move, they will stun lock you and combo you to death before you can, you know, get a response. So there are times where it's really forcing you to, you know, use your shield, use your runic arrow, use your companion. Like, I don't really care about using Atreus in battle. I'll be honest, I don't. I just want a God of War face roll, whatever the fuck is in front of me. So, you know, when they're telling you, the companions are literally yelling at you to use the arrow and saying things like, why bring a shield if you're not going to use it? I'm like, I didn't want to bring a shield. It just kind of happened.
The shield was already attached to my arm. I did not have choice with it.
Yeah, and it's one of those, like, do it the way that you're supposed to. The game really does sing. It is awesome. You know, when guys are coming at you and slamming down, you're doing parry, dodge, shield block, combo, parry, block, shield, dodge. It is honestly really fun and kind of cathartic, but the problem with that is playing it that way to me kind of distills God of War down to what I think has always been a little bit of its issue, where all the best stuff is quick time stuff. And when you play the fighting that way, you're really just being reactive, right? Like, you're not fighting as much as you're reacting, oh, there's a yellow circle, oh, there's a red circle, oh, there's a blue circle, now I attack. You're really kind of reacting to command prompts. And so it feels fun in the way, like, a Dragon's Lair game kind of has fun, but, like, there's this slight disconnect.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, it almost all combat into a quick time event because, you know, you have to press parry when the yellow circle comes up. Sometimes you can dodge, but sometimes it's a big sweeping arc that you have to parry. And there, you know, when the blue circle comes up, you have to shield bash them. When the red circle comes up, you have to dodge it. So it does kind of fall into being reactive towards the colored prompt that pops up, which is not really different than quickly pressing the button prompt that pops up. But despite all that, I still found it really fun. I feel that possibly they could have balanced combat a little bit more to allow for some expanded combat range, even down to, like, there are some times when you definitely have to use certain weapons. Not even, like, the ice or the fire element on it, but, you know, a certain moveset that you're supposed to be using or things like that. I even found one where I think I was fighting, a guy that you fight, pink-eyed son of a bitch.
Bitch, that's fine, yeah.
So when you're fighting him, he even talks about, he throws out a comment about you punching him, and it kind of cued into my brain. I was like, huh, maybe I'm supposed to take down this fight without any weapons. And so I just put my weapon away and just started bare knuckle boxing this guy down. And instantly everything became 10 times smoother. And I was like, okay. Because on the finale of the three hit combo, you kick him back about 12 feet, which gets him out of your face and allows you to put a little breathing room and then charge back in, which changes the pace and flow of combat completely, which immediately, yeah, made it almost. And there was a
very,
lot of fights.
That's, by the way, that's interesting because the specific weapon for him, you know what I'm talking about, and that's the only thing that worked. I'm not spoiling nothing, but you know what I'm talking about.
For the first phase, yes. The second phase, I switched over and
Adam. Yeah.
Yo, man, you quit out, yo. Yo, man, you quit out. Yeah. You hard.
I didn't realize using your fit, because I was like, okay, the story's telling me to use his weapon, so I'm going to use his weapon, and it worked out very, very well, you know?
He couldn't stand it.
Yeah,
but he's not even going to play God of War. Why is Adam even beefing?
I don't know. Oh, no, he's playing. He wants to.
He quit
out. Callisto Protocol.
Oh, yeah?
He just got it working.
Oh, okay.
Y'all out there in TV land.
He just bailed. Deuces.
Hey,
he just
I got a review code too, but I'm still here. Just saying.
Oh, shit.
You know? But, and I came here after the concert, your boy.
Yeah, boy. So, Brian, you're...
Oh, yeah. I've been playing something. I've been playing what I think is a much better open world game than Saints Row.
That's not really saying much.
Well, it's going to say much given what title this is. It's very surprising. It's a little unknown game called Sleeping.
Oh, wow.
Told you. Yeah. Again, thanks to the Steam Deck, just backlog, just like, hey, just pick it up. And I played it after like 1 hour. I was like, this game is so much better than Saints Row on so many different levels. Like, it looks better. It plays better. I mean, you have combat, you have driving, you have vehicle combat, you have gunplay. It's like, how does one game have so much stuff, yet Saints Row comes out like two gens after and has like barely a third of this? Boggles my mind. Yeah, it's just, it's a great time. I loved every second of it. I'm really annoyed I didn't play it when it came out because, yeah, that game.
This is like PS3 era.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah, just been playing that. Played it from start to end. Really good. Yeah, and that's mostly it. I am looking to play either Evil West or Gungrave.
I saw Gun at PAX. I'm like, I ain't wait no line.
It's just like dumb fun. So I need like a dumb fun game, hence Evil West or that one. Just dumb fun.
Yeah, I'm definitely. I mean, Evil West is so old school price, $50.
Oh, wow.
When games cost that much?
I do want to break news. Oh. Apparently, correct. Embargo for the protocol. Tomorrow,
9 p.m. Tonight. It's tonight, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or was last night, I should say now. It was 9 p.m.
Oh, okay. I thought
it was, we said 9 a.m.
Because I did get the, you know, it's like agree to the embargo, all that. I actually didn't get my code until today, so I'll be playing it over the weekend. That's what I'm going to be doing. But yeah, it's 9 p.m., which is a very weird time regardless.
It's only like a few hours before it actually.
Yeah. Metacritic says 74.
So, is it 73?
Oh, oh, damn.
I was like, man, it's too hard.
I'm wondering if, tomorrow for some, that's why I was like, that sounds.
At least from what I read. Anyway, sorry about that. Thanks for the. But
I just been playing the God of War. But I'm gonna switch over to the Callisto Protocol. Play that over the weekend. Get it for you guys by next. Mm. That'll be fun. Yeah, if it's Dead Space Link, which I believe it is, I could knock that out in a weekend. No, it's Dead Space is 10 hours.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think that's it. Did all of our stuff, and you know. Tony was impromptu, but back in. Actually going to throw it to you. You know the outro better than I do. So.
Good stuff. Do we have anything to plug?
Officially, we don't have anything. You know, Adam.
I'm Negan is in hiatus.
But we do have something next week. And this is the end of the year.
We got the Game Awards on Thursday. What is that? 8 p.m., I believe, Eastern. 3 hour show. You know how that goes. So get ready for that. Then after that will be the year end special where we go over the biggest gaming news topics of the year, go over our favorite games and what we're anticipating next year. And also we're going to end the year off with the AMA special. I'm throwing on your question. Good times are coming.
Good time.
All right. So we got all the plugs and stuff. Callisto Protocol review for me. And I think that'll be it for gaming. And then after that, I can like do my usual Twitter list of my favorite games of the year. Usually I do 10. Last year I did 5. I think this year I may do. It's just there hasn't really been that many games I cared for, you know. So it like it's probably going to be actually no, maybe 4, right? Because I like you know, God of War. By the way, I think God of War game of the year, and I think I'm officially going to say that because I did that epilogue, Carlos. You know what I'm talking about? I was like, okay, this is next level shit. So God of War, Elden Ring, obviously. And then I'll see what number 3. It could be Callisto Protocol. It could be Horizon. Probably going to be Horizon, though, because I doubt Callisto Protocol is going to look as good as that fucking game, you know?
So, Tony, I will
you never know.
To you, yeah. There is an epilogue, and there is something.
Does it involve a prison?
Yes.
Because I was like, what? We'll talk about that afterwards, if you know what I'm talking about. Because I got questions.
You got to be careful with Brett, though.
Yeah, I haven't done that stuff. So
yeah, Brett, do some of the post-game stuff. That. Yeah, because there's some things. Yeah. So yeah, we're done here, man. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitter, join the Discord where the conversations and rumors are always popping, and where we get our show notes from. So thank you guys for that, providing us with all the news. It's the easiest job. I literally just go through what you guys have been posting and select the best stuff. So it makes our life a lot easier, you know. So thank you for that.
Thanks again, guys.
Yeah, you can find us on every podcast app on the planet, Throwdown Show. That's 2 words, Throwdown Show. ThrowdownShow.com to listen to previous episodes. And if you've been watching us on YouTube and enjoyed the content, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when our premieres go live. Links to everything down below. Once again, our show. I was your host. Fuck it. Actually, Emilio was your host, and I was your semi-host. Anyway, I was Tony Polanco, and tonight you were joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys.
The host with the most. Carlos Romero.
EGA's next week.
Uh-oh. What's the prediction again?
Switch Pro.
I don't think that happens.
They're not going to do that.
Yeah, we'll see. Final Fantasy 16. I think you're going to do something. I think they said the producer's going to be there. So please give me something to look forward to in 2023. Because right now I'm like,
yo, man, I'm going to tell you this. Kojima's out in L.A. right now.
I saw him hugging Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo del Toro, yeah. So
something's going on.
The right geek.
Yeah. Oh shit. Brett Murdoch.
Deuces, people.
And Brian Manjoma.
History repeats itself. Once again, the Germans have.
Gone. I thought it was a reference to Kanye West's insanity, but we're not going to talk about that. This guy's making Jesse Jackson look fucking reasonable. If you know what I'm talking about, a certain town. You know, Manny, remember that comment? Yeah. That comment is very family friendly compared to some of the shit Kanye's saying. But we'll talk about that off here. You know. Anyway, later, people.
Later, guys.